Good morning. I'm trying two devotionals in a row, 2 days in a row of devotionals. This particular devotional is not necessarily based on one passage of scripture. I have a few in mind, but I'm not going to read them before. Last night I had the privilege of attending the Pregnancy Solutions banquet in our area. Pregnancy Solutions is a counseling center for women who find themselves pregnant and actually the dads as well. And they work here in Northport and also in Venice and Port Charlotte, and they are working to move to Arcadia as well, and they have the banquet and the Walk for Life as fundraisers during the year. And our church has gone there for several years in a row. I mean, even since, at least with the Walk for Life, as long as I have been the pastor, and I've been pastor over 18 years here. Now, there were several speakers at this Pregnancy Solutions banquet, and one of them, Melissa Gordon, who's the director of advancement at Pregnancy Solutions, is someone, as I know most of them personally, but she's someone more recent who has been more direct with our church and with me as a connection between their ministry and ours. And she spoke that night and had a long, wonderful message. Most of it was on the positive things that Pregnancy Solutions does for women, the support they give, and there were testimonies, wonderful testimonies of babies being saved, families being encouraged, and those kind of things. But part of her message also had to do with what's happening now with Roe v. Wade being now gone as far as law in the land, and how the pro-abortionists have responded to that, especially here in Florida. And one of the things they've done is they've started what are known as abortion vacations. Some of the states around us have stricter laws than Florida about abortion, and so the abortionists are advertising these abortion vacations. Come to Florida, get an abortion, get a tan, this kind of thing. Now, she didn't say that, but that's my quote. But she quoted Romans 1:30, and when she first said it, she mentioned Romans 1 without mentioning the verse, and she was only really mentioning one part of Romans 1:30, and that was the part that said the phrase, inventors of evil things. And when she said this, she was talking about the vacation. You could get an abortion and a vacation. That's what she was talking about. And this was very interesting to me because as soon as she mentioned Romans 1, I've had my own message that I've delivered on Romans 1 that also relates to abortion. And my verse that kicked this off was just two verses ahead of verse 30. Romans 1:30 is what she quoted. My verse was Romans 1:28. Romans 1:28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. So that's basically saying we did not keep God in our knowledge, and we see this in the United States. Before Roe v. Wade was enacted into law, we took prayer and the Bible out of schools. In a sense, we took God out of our knowledge. We don't want to teach about God because that's religion, and we're going to remove that. And when we remove God from our knowledge, what we're told in Scripture in Romans 1, verse 28, is that even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And then you go to verse 29 and verse 30 and all the way to the end of the chapter, and it's practically a list of those things that people who have a debased mind, sinful things, horrible things, inventors of doing evil are one of them, Florida vacations in order to get a abortion and a tan at the same time, are those things that are not fitting. Those things that people with a debased mind do. Becoming an inventor of evil things is one of the rotten fruits of being given over by God, His judgment, to a debased mind. One of the reasons, I believe the main reasons, that we see this happening is because what has happened when we've taken God out of our public schools, as they said. We have a debased mind because we're judged by God. We see, and this is in relation to abortion again, something similar in Job 39. Job 39, verses 13 through 17, talks about an ostrich. And you say, well, what does an ostrich have to do with this? Well, I will tell you after I read the passage. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and her pinions like the kindly storks? Now, when it mentions the kindly stork, storks are connected with babies. You know, when you don't want to talk to children about, at least in the old days, about how babies come, one of the explanations was the stork brought the baby. Well, the reason the stork was given this kind of credit was because storks, both the mother and the father, really care for their babies. In fact, they will guard their nest. Some say that they have seen this, they have a huge nest. They typically have big eggs, and instead of seeing let's say the nest caught on fire, the mother and the father storks will stay with those babies, whether they're still eggs or whether they're hatched, even if it means they die there. That's how much there's a connection. There's a natural built-in love by God for those eggs and babies. And even when they grow up, the opposite is true. The young storks, when their parents get older, they say they can see them flying and they get their wings under mom and dad's when they're a little old and they're having a little more difficulty. They help them to fly. The younger ones help the older ones to fly. And this is what, when you think about it, that's what society of humans should be. When the babies are still unborn, we protect them. When people grow old, we are their strength. We help them when they are not quite what they used to be. And now you have abortion on one end and euthanasia because we don't value life on the other end, because God has given us over to a debased mind on the other end. And we don't care. Or worse than that, we think the answer is death. But here, I got a little off track there. Are her wings and pinions like the kindly storks? No, they're not. For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern, because God has deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. Now, if you look up these verses online, it's very interesting, because the atheists and all the people who are against the Bible will put up pictures of an ostrich sitting on eggs in a nest, and they'll say, see, the Bible is wrong. There's a mother ostrich sitting on her eggs. And they'll say, this disproves Scripture. That is not true. That's a false picture. And why is that false? Well, those who have studied ostrich behavior actually confirm this passage. Ostrich mothers typically practice what I call a kind of birdie daycare. Ostriches live in a community. They're all together in a community. I don't know, 10, 20 mother birds all together in a community. And they all put their eggs in one ostrich nest. And one mother ostrich is over all the eggs. And so she will sit on those eggs, and she sits particularly and carefully on her own eggs. But let's say there were 19 other ostrich mothers, their eggs get kicked out of the nest. They are, just like it says here, they lie on the ground and they get stepped on and other animals eat them. Why? Because their mother didn't care for them. Their mother put them in birdie daycare. Their mother left those eggs, their unborn children, uncared for. Now, did those mothers, those ostrich mothers, particularly go after those eggs to try to kill them? No, they put them in daycare. They were being watched by this other mother, supposedly. But here it says, because they weren't caring for their eggs, verse 17, because God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. The stork has understanding. She protects her eggs. She cares for her eggs. So do many birds. They will guard their nests. And even alligators, baby alligators, you don't want to get near a mother alligator near her nest, because she will defend her eggs. It's part of what's built in most of nature. I think the ostrich is deprived of nature. Why? Because of sin. Not the ostrich's sin, but our sin. And it teaches us a lesson. And it shows us how not to be. And we can say right here, if a bird is deprived of wisdom because she does not care for or about her unborn, how much more are human beings being given over to a debased mind when they do not care for their unborn children, or rather invent enjoyable abortion vacations to kill them? Deuteronomy 6. 4-9, another passage just to go through quickly. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." And these words, and here I think he's not just talking about these words here, but Deuteronomy 5 with the Ten Commandments. I think that's part of what he's saying here. "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." One of the answers to abortion is teaching our children about God. That is the responsibility of parents. That is the responsibility, not really the responsibility of a public school. We've given the public school the right to deny God, to pretend God doesn't exist, to promote atheism, to promote evolution, to promote even abortion, to promote nowadays, maybe not so much in Florida because we have a good governor, but in other states to promote transgenderism, to make a person and child feel uncomfortable if they're not that or if they're against that. We are given over to a depraved mind because we have not desired to retain God in our knowledge, in our teaching, in our education, in our knowledge. And so this is part of the judgment of God. Why do we see abortion? Why is it running rampant? Why are people inventing evil things like abortion vacations? Well, God has deprived us of wisdom, even more than the ostrich. He has given us over to a debased mind because we have not desired to continue the knowledge of Him. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You that it directs us in right ways. I thank You for pregnancy solutions, and I thank You for Melissa Gordon and the other leaders over there and all the people who work there and volunteer there. And I thank You for their work in this area. And yet, Father, it's not only up to them to protect our children and to protect the unborn, but it's up to us. And Father, a big part of that is not just protecting, but also bringing people back to You. If people love You, they will not desire to kill those who are created in Your image. But that is the work of Satan. That's the work of the devil. And that is the work of a debased, depraved mind. If we read Romans 1 and we read about inventors of doing evil, we see that it's because ultimately they've given up on theology, the knowledge of God. They haven't desired to know You or understand You. And so they do not understand themselves as created in Your image. They do not understand their children, even their unborn children, as being created in Your image. And Father, we pray this would change. We pray for revival. We pray that things would turn around in our nation as people would see things differently. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.